It is our choices that show us what we truly are, far more than our abilities. J.K. Rowling. I want you to make a choice. A, I will choose my own path and priorities. Or B, I will let others choose my path and priorities. If you chose B, you might want to stop this recording. You're not going to like the rest of this chapter or this book. Because I believe we all want and need to be in charge of our choices. This is hard, though, especially when many people believe they don't have ownership over their day. Too often we hand over the reins, allowing others to imprison us with their own agendas and urgent fires that need putting out. We think we don't have control over how our day runs, but we do. We've simply forgotten we have the ability to choose to spend time on our own priorities. We all know what a priority is. It's something that's important to us. But the struggle for most people is understanding what is a priority and what isn't. After all, how can we prioritize when everything feels important? When we treat everything as equal, it means nothing is a priority. It all gets jumbled together and we begin to lose sight of what really matters. We believe we should be able to exhaust all the opportunities available. Because we don't want to miss out on anything, we treat everything as if it's important, even when it's not. This leaves us feeling like a dog chasing its tail. The word priority did not exist until the 15th century. It simply wasn't a word. And then when it did finally emerge into conversations, it was always singular, never priorities. And it stayed that way for about 500 years until suddenly it became plural. And so we began our cultural belief that we should be treating more things on our list like priorities, even priorities that don't really belong to us. As Greg McKeown, author of Essentialism, noted, illogically, we reasoned that by changing the word, we could bend reality. Somehow, we could now be able to have multiple first things. In reality, no one needs hashtag all the things, just the things that are truly fulfilling to them. It's hard to let things go, especially when there's a little bit of safety or comfort involved. Focusing your time, getting rid of some of that noise, and lasering in on your priorities sometimes takes some discomfort. I know this myself firsthand. We need to discover the priorities that are unique to us. But first, we have to take hold of this truth. We must be willing to not have it all. Is it too late to change? October in Asheville, North Carolina is gorgeous. The weather dips into the cool temperatures of fall, and the mountains start to light up in brilliant oranges and reds. It's one of my favorite times of the year. Every year, except 2013. I had started my own business years earlier, and I'd grown it to the point where John could leave the corporate world and work alongside of me. We worked shoulder to shoulder, putting our all into the business, and I loved working together. And yet, even though I should have been happy, I wasn't. I felt a deep, nagging sense of dissatisfaction. I couldn't put my finger on what it was. There wasn't one singular...